Dion, Mutt and Lou, how are you?
I'm going on.
Hey, how tough was that flight home? Any nerves on the plane?
No, I wasn't nervous. It was, you know, I think those guys did a great job, man. It wasn't bad at all.
Were you high-fiving the pilots getting off the plane? They did such a good job?
Yeah, they did a great job. I think they got a round of applause, though.
Now, let's start with the big question, because Rob Gronkowski had a couple of touchdowns, a couple of spikes. The first one was pretty evident. As he said, he was mimicking those dudes outside the house with his soldier act. The second one, I don't know how to describe it, but he puts the ball over his head, two hands, and it's some sort of hip gyration. And he was asked about it afterwards, and he said, ask Dion. It was Dion's idea. Dion had something to do with that. Ask him. So, Dion, we're asking you, what the hell did Gronk do on that second touchdown?
I don't know. I don't know. I think we all was just talking about, me and Rob talk about all kind of crazy stuff, but that was one of, he caught me off guard.
He just threw you under the bus?
He caught me off guard. And, you know, we were sitting in the locker room talking about what kind of celebration we were doing and this and that. He's just playing around, but unfortunately, you know, that was Rob's idea, man. We talk about a lot of different things. I don't think I mentioned that one.
Dude, he said it was you. He said mimicking you.
No, I don't think that was one of the ones I told him to do. You know, he told me to do a couple of things, and I, you know, I told him to do some things, but that wasn't one of them.
Now we know you like a good dance, and Billy White Shoes Johnson and all, but how would you grade the first one from Gronk when he's imitating the little dude, like he said?
Great. The first one was great. And, you know, it was one of the things he was thinking about. And then the second one was... that one was even better because it was outside of Rob's box, and he hit it. And the fans loved it.
I wanted to ask you, did Bradley Fletcher fly home on a plane with you? Because he was attached to you all game long, man. What?
Nah, he did it, man. But as close as we were together all night, you would have thought he did, huh?
Yeah, I thought maybe he's sitting right next to you. He had his hands on you all day long, so.
Nah, man, Barry's he's a good player, man. I think we got the plays called at the right time and got the actual finally got a couple penalties that we've been pleading for all season, you know. But I mean, it was very evident, like the ones in the past were too. Just didn't get the calls.
As a team, you scored touchdowns in five straight possessions. You made it look easy, quite frankly, Dion. And going into the week, was there something you guys picked up from Jeff Fisher's defense that led you to think, okay, we have a chance to put up a lot of points on Sunday?
Right. No, I wouldn't say that. I think it was just all about us. I think it started in the preparation. You know, I think the coaches had put a great game plan together, and it was just all about us going out executing. And we did it. You know, this is the type of team that we know we can be if we just go out and do our job. We have eight more games left in the regular season, and this is what we're shooting for each and every week.
You know, Tom Brady earlier in the week was talking about, hey, this is a tough game. Maybe you've spoiled our fans a little bit with the success that we've had in the past. And then you guys go out and have a game like that, and the Patriot fans are going,
right.
See, that's what we, not that we expected perfection the way it was pretty close to, but still, is that what you expect out of yourselves? And can you even look at film and say, exactly. You know, we need to work on other things?
Right, and this is stuff I was, you know, that I talked to you all about week in, week out. This is what we displayed on Sunday, is what we expect from our team, you know. And still it wasn't perfect, but it was a great complimentary game that we played. I would say sort of in the third quarter, that was a couple of plays that we wish we can get back. But overall, you know, those guys get paid as well. They do it. Their job is to stop us, and they did it a couple of times. But overall, I think we played a great game.
We talked to Troy yesterday. He was in studio when you guys were flying back, and he spent a lot of time telling us how bad of a player Cortland Finnegan is, how much of a tough guy he is to play against. What is he like out there? I don't know if you got specifically matched up with him, but he seems like he's an instigator and a pest. Your thoughts on Cortland Finnegan and the Rams?
Well, I mean, he's a great player for that team, and I think, you know, overall, I think he's a great player myself. He's just an aggressive player, and that's what you expect out of guys that play that position. He's a very confident guy. He approached the game a lot different than the average defensive back, you know. And he plays it sort of like what you expect out of a defensive lineman or a linebacker. That's how he played the defensive back position. you know, he's just one of those gritty guys, and he's going to be a pest the entire game. And that's good for that team. You know, he kind of gives them that spark. But, you know, our objective is to not let this guy get up under your skin. You know, and we didn't do it. It was a couple altercations that was sparked on the field. You know, one was stemmed from an incident with him, and then another one was with the linebacker. But I think we did a great job of, you know, controlling our attitudes and our moves on the field.
Is he a dirty player in your mind, Deion?
No, I wouldn't say he's a dirty player, but I think he pushes the envelope a little bit. I would say he's a dirty player, though.
Now, you guys have a bye week now, which is nice because you guys can get healthy. Some guys nicked up, banged up. But does it change your approach in a bye week knowing you got the Bills at home when you come out of it, a team you've already played this year and familiar with as opposed to a team you haven't seen yet?
Well, no. But, you know, as professionals, we know we still need to, even though it's a bye week, you still need to stay in some sort of shape. You know, we also got to stay in tune with the game of football. Just more on the mental side versus being, because we're not practicing. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a couple of days of practice in, but as far as being away from the game, it's not going to change as much. I think most importantly, once we get back off this bye week, we got to hit the ground running.
Now, you guys get the bye week because obviously the game this past weekend, same with St. Louis, is going over there. Now that you've done it, is it just a pain in the ass in the middle of the year? Is it something that you don't mind?
Well, there's nothing that we don't mind. There's nothing we can do about it. You know, it was slated for us to go, and we did it. I think most importantly, we got the win. I think the next thing is it was tough. It was tough. It's just something that we have to do, and next year there will be two games over that way. And it is what it is. I'm glad that it's not the Patriots. So this is part of the NFL. This is our business. This is what we have to do. I think the fans were great. The atmosphere was unbelievable. It was crazy. And so we enjoyed it, though.
You said keeping mentally into football this week. Will you watch football, Deion? There's a Thursday game, full slate of Sunday games. Will you pay attention to the NFL?
I think more so just paying attention to the guys who we have left on the schedule. I mean, we don't play San Diego nor Kansas City this year. So, and Thursday will be a school night for my kids. No, probably not Thursday night, but for sure Sunday.
All right, I'll get you out on this one because I want to know real quick on this flight over, like you said. Who was the guy on the plane most panicked? Who was the guy most concerned? You see anybody visibly worried?
Well, no, I was trying my best to make sure I kept my wife calm. You know, everything was good taking off. And then I think the last 20 minutes when we felt like we were just hovering over Boston Airport.
Something tells me Gronk. I know he's a big fella, but I could see him just panicking on a plane.
You know, honestly, man, we were so tired. Most of the guys were asleep, you know, and I'm up watching Breaking Bad. So it was, I don't know, it was a mixture of a lot of things. But I think overall, once we touched the ground, I think the round of applause that the pilots received, that was the concern that you can feel from the people that were on the plane.
You got to check out Homeland, too, when you get a chance. Homeland's a good show.
Oh, yeah, Homeland, I love it. Good. I love it, man. I recorded it from last night, so I watched it today.
I'll get you out on this. Saturday, I see a certain Louisville football team's got a home game. They're 10th in the BCS. They have Temple. Are you going to be at Papa John's on Saturday?
I will be there.
I knew it.
I will be at Papa John's Stadium, you know, cheering my guys on. And hopefully go out and get this victory.
Deion, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, thanks, Bill.